is Robert Somerville. I serve with the Alaska Army National Guard. I'm a sergeant in the Army National Guard. I'm actually stationed in Farah, Afghanistan at this time. I'm home on leave for 2 weeks. I wish that people would hold it a little bit more sacred than they do. Men and women have give their lives and stuff for the freedom of this country, and that's what I want them to remember. This is my sixth deployment, by the way.
It's your sixth deployment.
It's my sixth deployment.
Forgive me if this is too personal, but have you had a lot of friends? Have you lost a lot of friends?
I've had a few, yes.
And does it resonate more on a day like this than it does on the other days of the year, or is it something that's always with you?
It's pretty much always with me in my heart. I remember them, you know, for the courage that they portrayed and the way that they give their lives and stuff. It's hard for me at times, but I carry on and do my job the way I'm supposed to. So.
Through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies.
My name is Frank Okert. I'm a World War II veteran, an American Legion chaplain, and chaplain American at Mount Edgecombe Hospital. I was in, it was the Army Air Corps then, but it was Air Force. I served several years in the United States, but then was transferred to Europe and joined my outfit in England. And then we moved to France, and I flew my first mission from France. I know a lot of people that have not served in the military that have great respect for those that have served. And I tell a lot of people I can still remember faces of my buddies that didn't make it back, you know. That's a long time ago. But I feel so fortunate. Just, I'm 88 years old. That big. When I tell lots of people, when you get my age, every day is a celebration. Another day.